Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 77th Venice International Film Festival. I'm in company of Sabine Verheyen, President of the Committee on Culture and Education of the European Parliament. Welcome back on Fred.
Thank you very much. I'm very happy to be here on the Biennale in Venezia.
We're finally here with our cinema family again, as I like to say, and it's a time to start again. So, and you're here to talk about how we can start again with Europe and its whole audiovisual ecosystem. You were here also to talk about that in a conference. Could you tell us more?
Yeah, we had the situation that due to the lockdowns in all the member states, not just cinemas were closed, but also productions were postponed, or releases of films were postponed. So the whole sector was tackled by the COVID-19 crisis quite hard. And what we are trying now is to find a way to support the sector to come back again, because before the COVID-19 crisis, we had a good situation of the audiovisual and especially the film sectors. The cinemas were running well, and now they are really suffering and still suffering, because even coming back, even opening up of cinemas again, you just have an audience that is less than a third from what's normally the capacity for a cinema, because of the measures that has to be taken out of hygienical reasons and the COVID-19 protection. Cinemas are safe places under these conditions, because they change the air conditioning, they have distance rules they have to fulfill, they have regulations on how the entrance has to be organized and the step outs, but still people fear to go to the cinema. So the coming back is not as good as we would like to see the recovery of the sector, and that is why we have to promote the cinemas. We have to help also those smaller cinemas who cannot afford and stand such a crisis. They cannot stand 4 months of total close down, and sometimes the costs of running the cinema with these small audiences is not affordable.
Yeah, I remember you saying in the conference that at first the problem, especially with the audiovisual sector, was that there are a lot of small businesses and independent professional that it was very difficult to find them and help them in the right way through this process.
Most of the support schemes are structured for companies, for industry, for people or companies that have 1,500 employees, with the clear structures you have in this manner. But we have very many self-employed people. You have single entrepreneurs and other structures in the sector. It's a more small micro or medium-sized enterprise sector. And to find the right way, to find the tailor-made support measures, that's always difficult. And many of them could not enter the support mechanisms because their structures did not fit to the conditions that were given in these programs. And that's the reason why we need tailor-made programs for them. Mm-hmm. And also out of the recovery fund we discussed on the European level. We have 700 billion euros the member states want to give for the recovery of our industries, the recovery of our economies after COVID-19 crisis via the European level. So Europe has to take loans for 700 billion to give them to the member states to support. And what we want from side of the European Parliament is that we get an earmark of at a minimum 1% of this amount of money out of this program to support the cultural and creative sector specifically, because our fear is that in the end, the member states, when they are responsible themselves where to spend the money, who is to support, that the creative industries, the cultural and creative industries will fall back again and they don't get something out of these funds. And that is why we want this earmark.
And I heard that another focus will be to make sure that the next generation, you know, the younger generation, won't be affected even more from this, you know, because we have all our project, cultural project exchange programs, and this would be like the end of it all if the younger won't be able to access what we accessed.
The media sector, or in general, the cultural and creative sector, has more young people employed than all the other sectors, all the other industries. And so it's also investment in future, investment in the next generation, and investment in something we were traditionally strong on the European level. Our best points to be in a competition with other regions in the world is our creativity. Are our designers, are our creative young people, the creative generation that is coming up also on digital? If it comes to content creation, we have to support young people, and we have also to support when we invest with the recovery fund, not just in the old traditional things, but also to invest in the future. And that is the reason why I want this earmarked money for the sector, that we really have the chance to invest in future-proof projects in the audiovisual and media sector, to have the support for new ideas, for combined ideas. We learned now during the crisis where we were thrown into the cold water, we say in Germany. I don't know if we have such a saying.
Yeah, the same thing in Italian.
Okay. we had to learn in a very fast way to deal and to act hybrid, in a hybrid format or in an online format, the video conferences, working from home, all these things we could do remotely. And now we have to think about how to transmit all these things we have learned during this half year and combine it with new projects of the traditional way of submitting content to the audiences and others. So we have to find new combined hybrid ways and also physical ways that learned from the digital times we had now, so that we can put together new projects and bring them forward.
Are you optimistic for the future of Europe in general and culturally speaking, but not only?
I think I should not be in the European Parliament if I would not be optimistic for the future and for Europe.
You're right.
to be honest on that. And I think if we really understand how important the culture and creative sector is, not just for our societies, not just for our communities, for our democracies, but also as an economical factor. We have 4.2% of the GDP coming out of the cultural and creative sector. And if you talk to ministers of economy or ministers of finance, they even don't know, because the sector is split in so many diverse structures that you always see just the small companies. It's not a big automobile company that might get bankrupt in the end. That are thousands of small and self-employed, small companies and self-employed people who lose their job and their existence. And that is not as visual as one company with thousands of people closing down. And that is the reason why we have to be strong and stand together as cultural and creative sector in the fight for support. If you see the sector in total, we have 7 to 8 million people employed, mainly young people. And if you take a look, the automobile industry and compare it, the cultural and creative sector have 2.5 times more GDP and responsibility for the success of economy in total in our member states than the automobile sector. And if you take a look about the awareness, there's a huge lack of being seen as really a thriver for innovation, to being a driver for future project and innovation in also other sectors of industry.
That's the key. I agree, and we're definitely on the right path then. And I want to be optimistic like you are. You gave us the energy today, so thank you so much, Sabine Verheyen, President of the Committee on Cultural Education of the European Parliament, for being with us and give us hope for our cinema family, a cultural family, European family. Hope to see you again and see you in person again to start it all in a better way.
Thank you very much.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 77th Venice International Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.